Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got to hear this one, Lee.
What's that?
Couple in Dallas, Texas gets a divorce. They've got two twin seven-year-old boys.
Right.
Okay. So as often happens in families when there's a divorce, they get joint custody, right? So
right.
They've shared custody. But then things begin to go awry. When Jeffrey Younger, the father, objected to the mom, Dr. Ann Georgoulis, decided that their seven-year-old son, James, should begin chemical castration and transition to being a girl. He's seven.
Yeah, this is where I draw the line.
Yeah, well, this is a landmark case. This ruling just came down. So the mom has him transitioning into Luna from James. Luna is his girl name.
Like lunatic?
No comment.
Okay.
And has started him on, get this, he's seven again, puberty blockers, and will eventually, he'll be injected with cross-sex hormones. Okay, well, dad didn't want to do this. They've got joint custody. So the court had to resolve this. So dad chose a jury trial. And the issue the jury trial was hearing was they could either award each of them joint custody. She was suing for sole custody. He was suing for sole custody. Dad opted for a jury trial and he lost. She won sole custody of the boys. The jury trial mostly focused on arguments from both sides of lawyers around James' diagnosis of gender dysphoria, medical records recommending he begin the process of preparing for puberty blockers, and expert testimony about the risks and alleged benefits of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. And the jury, the Dallas area is actually very liberal now. The jury went 11 for her, one for him. So the jury ruled on that part. The judge ruled on the rest. Mr. Younger will be required to affirm James as a girl, despite his religious and moral objections, and will be forced to take a class on transgenderism, you know, so he could better understand his bigotry. Mr. Younger argued in court his ex-wife is transitioning James against the boy's will, that the boy does not want to be a girl. I don't know if that's true or not. She also won her request that Jeff, the dad, be forbidden from calling the son James, his given and legal name, that he must call him Luna, and that he is prohibited from bringing James around people who do not affirm James's identity as a girl.
Now, that should scare the living daylights. That last statement is what should scare the living daylights out of everybody, whether you agree with this or not. This is the whole. This is the crux of the whole thing about what you must affirm. Where is that in the Constitution?
Yeah, that your son can only be surrounded by people with a particular political view,
or that you must affirm something that you do not agree with.
You're right. That's against
that is forced speech.
Yes, forced speech.
I mean, and whether it is climate change or transgenderism or the whole patriarchy or Me Too or whatever, that you must say this. The state dictates that you must say this in this circumstance. How in the world is that constitutional?
Well, they'll have complete control over what Mr. Younger says to his kids because she also wants supervised visits. So he will never be alone with his children.
You know, I have a problem with this aspect of it, that this should never a child. If parents are responsible, legally responsible for children, if we can be held responsible for their actions if they commit a crime, if we are responsible if we don't take action to protect their safety or to feed them or to house them or to clothe them, then how in the world can you then dictate what you must accept if the state requires it.
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up, by the way, about feeding, clothing, and housing. Since she has sole custody, he's going to have to pay child support, which means he'll also be paying for this.
You know, this should never be. I'm sorry. No matter what you feel about transgenderism, a child should never be allowed to make that. What if this child decides, you know what? I don't like having legs. I want them amputated.
Well,
would you
give
do,
the
would
left
you do
another
that?
Decade.
Would you
I mean,
do
maybe.
That?
I wouldn't be surprised.
What if they say, I want to be a paraplegic? I sever my spine. This is how I want to be. This is what I was meant to be, paralyzed. This is how I identify. So I want you to sever my spine. Would you do that?
Well, by this standard, yeah, I think so. I mean, the idea that a 7-year-old could choose this, again, dad says she's forcing it. The mom is forcing it on the 7-year-old. I don't know how a 7-year-old can choose anything. I have a 7-year-old. I could influence my 7-year-old to believe or think anything I want at this point. Now,
if
with my tween, no.
If
but,
you're going to allow a 7-year-old to do this, then you might as well let a 7-year-old drive. You might
yeah,
as well let a
7-year-old
vote. You might as well let a 7-year-old have a gun, drink, whatever. I mean, this is absolute judicial insanity.
You know what it says, too? I mean, this is the kind of thing that's going to lead to the balkanization and ultimately the breaking of our country. This says that you better not, if you're going to go into a custody battle, you better not live in a blue area.
You know, and this is the other, and this is really what gets me. The right is always accused of dictating to the left about your life choices and how you should live. But that's not what's going on. If you choose to change your gender as an adult, knock yourself out. You want to pay for it? Go right ahead. Do to your body what you want to do. That's on you. Just don't ask me to pay for it, and don't ask me to affirm it and tell you that you're doing the right thing if I believe or have beliefs that lead me to believe otherwise.
At the cost, by the way, in New York City now, of losing your business license and $250,000
exactly.
in fines if you don't affirm this.
And look what's happening. It is the left that is dictating what you must say, what you must believe, what you must accept. It's not the right forcing their anything on anyone. It's the left.
Oh, here's the kicker in this whole thing.
There's something more.
Dr. Georgulis, the mom, is not actually the mom. They had an egg donor. He's the biological dad. She used donor eggs. She's not the mom. She is on paper because she gave birth to them.
Oh, my God.
But she's not their biological mother.
So why shouldn't the biological mother have a say in this?
Well, we may not know.
That's
who
like
that
your
is,
thruple from the other day.
Egg donor. Yeah, no thruple. Oh, my Lord. text rates, please tell me Mr. Younger will take this to higher courts. He's going to appeal. But,
oh, boy. This is just.
Yeah.
And we, well, never mind.
You know what else this says? Text rates this. You mean to tell me this guy had children with this woman and never knew she had these views? I mean, this is increasingly why, folks, you can't really marry somebody who has radically different views than you do.
Yeah.
And just figure you'll all get along. The gulf is just too large in America. I mean, you have to marry somebody who shares your views.
Yeah.
Or you could be...
Kids, here's a little advice. Have this discussion before you tie the knot, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So, do you plan to transition one of our sons to a woman against his will? And if so, yeah.
Boy, think of all the negotiations you're going to have to go through now. All the political and sociological issues that you're going to have to broach before you, get into the holy matrimony thing. Well, for those of us who believe in holy matrimony.
Well, yes. But that's terrifying. I feel so bad for this father. I cannot imagine. The little boy's adorable.
I feel bad for the child.
I know. And by the way, we should note here the Mayo Clinic, hardly a conservative outfit, very medically respected, has warned about the possible side effects of feminizing cross-sex hormone therapy.
Yeah, really.
They pioneered it, and they stopped it because it was so damaging. But it's whatever the left wants to do. And to heck with science.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yep, yours truly had a post banned on Facebook. I'm officially a trigger. I'm very triggering. I'm like a device that might go off at any time. But it's what I had the post banned for on Facebook. I violated their community standards. That is so telling. What is the number one issue right now on the big Gallup issue tracker that runs month after month after month, year after year after year? Do you know what it is? Immigration. It's the number one thing people care about, particular illegal immigration. Here's a line I wrote that violated Facebook's community standards and got my post pulled down. Had a big warning this morning from them. You ready for this? This is not my opinion. This is absolute fact. This is what I wrote. The line I wrote, they got it banned. This is the same Democrat Party that now releases illegal immigrant rapists and murderers on a weekly basis back into sanctuary cities to prey on innocent women. Anybody out there want to dispute that that's fact? Heck, one Baltimore county, we're up to 9 in the last 3 months. Pedophiles, rapists, assaulters, in some case murderers, including one man who raped a woman, and as soon as he got out, went right back after her in front of her kid. Oh, she is in a wheelchair. Democrats shrugged their shoulders. They are completely unmoved by the suffering of these women. They do not care. So you cannot dispute the absolute fact. This is the same Democrat Party that is now releasing illegal immigrant rapists and murderers on a weekly basis back into sanctuary cities. So you can only assume that Facebook is offended by actual reality on the ground and does not want you to know about it because it hurts the Democrats. Now, I've used the term illegal immigrant repeatedly in Facebook posts, and I've been waiting for it to be flagged. Lee suggested, and I didn't think of this, he may be right, that perhaps the reason the algorithm flagged me was because I used the words Democrat Party, sanctuary city, and illegal immigrant in one sentence. So you can say they're counting on that you don't know, that the general public does not know how bad it is in these sanctuary cities. So you tell the truth on Facebook now, in the 1984 world we live in, you are going down, and I did. So that's the way it is. You tell the truth, you're done. Left does not accept. And you know what's so great? They go out there and defend sanctuary cities all day long. But if you tell people they don't want to know about it, Facebook post taken down. All right, a lot of texters wanting to weigh in on this horrific story of this father who lost custody of his twins to the mom who is transitioning one from a boy to a girl. The kid is 7 years old. They were both fighting for sole custody. They had joint custody. This is in Dallas. Mom won. Jury voted 11-1 to give sole custody to the mom, Dr. Ann Georgoulis, who is, so she could continue transitioning him from James into Luna. Again, he's 7. She now has full authority to start him on puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. 7 years old. You know what begins to need to begin to happen here? There is a way to stop this. Legislation, and currently there hasn't been any in the U.S., legislation in the U.S. to restrict the use of puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones and a minimum age of administration. Right now it's Wild West, even though the Mayo Clinic, which pioneered the practice, warns it's dangerous and has discontinued it. It's total Wild West. Dad ordered in court that James does not want to transition to Luna. Mom says he does. And again, Mr. Young, having lost this case, will not allowed to be alone with his children. He must always have an advocate with him. He will be required to affirm James as a girl, despite his religious and moral objections, and he will be forced to take a class on transgenderism. Folks, this is a horror show. The judge is also prohibiting the father from calling his son James, his given and legal name, and he's also prohibited from bringing James around people who do not affirm James as a girl. You think you have religious rights? It says something on that paper called the Constitution, but you don't have religious rights. They're gone. At least in blue areas, they are. Folks, it's getting to the point you just can't live in a blue area. You just can't. It is post-American. They are post-American areas. They've transitioned. They're not recognizably American anymore. They're certainly not recognizably constitutional. Michael in Greenville, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tara. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Well, listen, I just wanted to congratulate you because now you've stepped up into the elite crowd of the people that have been banned from Facebook. I get banned at least probably once a week. I take it as a badge of honor, to be honest with you.
So how does this work? Because this is my first post to be banned. I've not personally been banned yet. How does it work? Do I got to rack up a number of violations, or how's it work?
Put edgy topics, i.e., you know, transgenderism. When, by the way, if you got an XY chromosome, you're a guy, right? Stuff like that. They don't like it. And so if they don't like it, it's just what you said. It's Norwellian. It's 1984. They want to ban everything you have to say because you don't fit the agenda. You know, the Bible talks about in the end of days when right is wrong and wrong is right. Well, that's exactly what's going on right now. Would you agree?
Yeah, pretty much. And now it's beginning to carry force of law. I mean, look at New York, $250,000 fine for business owners who refuse to affirm the cross-gender identities of their customers.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. It's sad times, but all we can do is be a watchman on the wall, and that's what I try to be. So I appreciate everything you do, and I mean that.
Well, thank you, Michael. By the way, if you want to read the post that Facebook does not want you to see, I have put it up on my Twitter account till it gets banned from there. Yeah, Tara Servatius, pretty easy to find on Twitter. I just wanted you to see it because Facebook doesn't want you to see it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Senator Lindsey Graham says he's open to impeaching the president if the House votes to do so. Wait. What? Mm-hmm. I have no words for this. Just no words. From USA Today, headline: Senator Lindsey Graham indicates he may support Trump. Sorry, the computer just crashed. Love when that happens. Senator Graham indicates he may support Trump impeachment if inquiry establishes quid pro quo. Let me just read what they said. Senator Graham has become one of President Donald Trump's staunchest defenders on Capitol Hill, but Graham, who sharply opposed Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria this month, yeah, before he changed his mind, said in an interview with Axios that he will not support the president at all costs. The South Carolina Republican who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee did not rule out voting to convict Trump if he's impeached in the House and more evidence against him comes to light. Sure, said Graham when asked if there was anything that could persuade him to support Trump's impeachment. Show me something that is a crime. If you could show me that Trump is actually engaging in quid pro quo outside the phone call, that would be very disturbing. Okay. Let's pull out our Constitution. He's doing two things there in a sense. Let's see what the Constitution says about impeachment. First, let's do this. Let's text search it. You know, text search function on Google? Let's do that. Text search. Quid pro quo. Yeah, sorry, doesn't come up. Definitely not an impeachment segment of the Constitution. Not there. Let me read it to you. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States will be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. No quid pro quo, sir. You see what he's doing there? He says, show me something that is a crime. Okay, that would qualify. But then he says, if you could show me that Trump actually was engaging in a quid pro quo outside the phone call, that would be very disturbing. Well, why, sir? Democrats, Republicans like yourself, engage in quid pro quo every day. That's why donors pay you, moron. This is why we pay foreign countries money. So they will do what we want when we ask. This was never a problem till 5 minutes ago. So maybe we should all mail Lindsey Graham copies of the Constitution with the part about impeachment highlighted so we can understand how it works. Just maddening. Absolute maddening. Folks, I know he sounds good on Fox News. He is not your friend. He does not represent you. And I'm not the only one pointing this out. First, Maria Bartiromo, when I played the audio for you, says, yo, Lindsey, you know, you're complaining about what people should do. You're the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. You have not held one single hearing on FISA abuse, FBI abuse, on Russia, on Russiagate, on any of these things. You've held the committee chairmanship since October. You're going to get around to it. Now, others are beginning to ask the question as well, including Tucker Carlson and Rand Paul last night. Here we go.
Well, he needs to use his clout, and only he can do it. Sometimes they give the argument, they say, well, we only want to do it if the Democrats will do it in a bipartisan way. But it doesn't have to be that. A simple majority can vote to do anything in the Judiciary Committee, and I think every one of his members will vote with him to have hearings. But yes, I think there should be very high-profile hearings on this, and there's a lot to investigate. How they originally got the FISA warrant, I want to know that, because I don't want anybody else in America to be abused by government the way the president was.
Well, of course.
Happened to anyone.
Okay, let's look at what Lindsey Graham has said. Maria Bartiromo asked him about this. Sir, you keep saying somebody should investigate the person. It's you. It's you. You haven't done a dang thing.
Somebody needs to look at whether or not the DNC was involved with the Ukraine. Somebody needs to look at the Bidens, whether or not they violated the law. They sure as hell looked at the Trumps.
So Maria says this.
My viewers are frustrated. They want some subpoenas. They want to see you do that deep dive into what took place. When can we expect your subpoenaing people? And who are you going to get to come down and testify?
Well, I'm going to tell your viewers, I'm going to do it the way I think I need to do it.
I'm going to do it well.
I'm not going to get ahead of Horowitz. This man is independent of politics. He was appointed by Obama. He did a good job. In the past, I'm going to look at his report, then I'll build out on it. I'm not out to get any.
What a crock. What a crock. Do you see the Democrats waiting for Horowitz? I don't think so. All right, but what's Horowitz report on? Just FISA abuse, not the whole Russia scandal. Just FISA abuse, not the NSA database being illegally searched 13,000 times in 2016 and 2017 by the FBI and its contractors, including political searches. We just had that report out last week. Any of those things, it's wide open. He could talk to Christopher Steele, John Brennan. He could do anything he wants, and he won't. So he's like, oh, I got to wait for Horowitz. Well, sir, even if we accept that, it's crock. You could have been 9 months into this, sir. It's when you were appointed. It's a crock. Even if he says, I'm going to wait for Horowitz's report, There's a ton of other stuff out there he could be investigating around that issue. The Horowitz report's just a small sliver of this. Yet he sits on his hands and protects the deep state. That's your senator. Rand Paul has nailed this.
He's the chairman of a powerful committee, the Judiciary Committee. And yes, I've encouraged him publicly and privately to do this. I'd like to see John Brennan come in. I want to see Brennan testify. And I would ask him very pointedly, did you talk to the British intelligence agencies? And did you set up spying by foreign intelligence agencies on the president or the president's campaign? Because I think he did. And I think that's against the law. And I've talked to people who are convinced that these people, while they may be deceitful, they're sort of, you know, so official that they probably is paperwork they filled out, and those phone calls probably have a record. But I think he did call the British agents, and I think he did get them involved. But I also think it'd be interesting to know Christopher Steele in that Steele dossier, did he talk to Russian agents? That's been the rumor for over a year now, that he was getting information from Russian agents. So everything the Democrats have accused President Trump of doing, you know, investigating a political rival with a foreign country,
right?
All of those same questions should be asked of the Democrats. Did they do that to Trump?
Well, that's exactly right. And we're being told we have no right to know the answer after 2 years of sitting patiently and listening to this nonsense about Russia. So Lindsey Graham is at the center of this. You want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but the question remains, why hasn't he done this? It's within his power to do it. He hasn't done it. What's the answer? Why?
He needs to go ahead and exercise his power. We've been waiting a long time on this. Yeah. Some people, and I'm not going to say Senator Graham, but there are other Republican senators up here whose allegiance is more to the deep state than it is to the president.
Yeah.
I do think that Senator Graham does like the president and wants to get to the bottom of this, but a lot of us want to see it get started. We want to see subpoenas.
He's running a clock out, folks. While he's on television, sounding great for re-election, someone should get to the bottom. Yeah, Maria nailed it. Maria Bartiromo, that someone's you, sir. Look, if Lindsey Graham doesn't have time with all his Fox News appearances to run the Judiciary Committee, by God, step aside, sir. Let somebody else with a backbone do it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, trees beginning to turn around town. I love fall, my favorite time of the year. I don't know why it seems the breeze blows more in fall. Have you noticed that? And on sunny days, so not like today, the sun just seems golden. I don't know. Something about it. It's just beautiful the way the light is in fall. Makes everything seem shiny and new and perfect. And then there's the leaves. Yeah, they're pretty on the trees. Not so pretty when they come down all over your yard. You got to go out and rake? Well, don't. Yeah, this is news for us couch potatoes. Popular Science just did a big write-up on why everyone should stop raking their leaves. Well, that's good. Pain in the neck, that is. Just hit them with the lawnmower instead, it says. Basically turns them into mulch, which feeds your lawn through the winter. So you end up with thicker, healthier grass in spring. It's actually called mineralization. The idea is basically to turn them into mulch. And then over the winter, the tiny microbes eat the carbon and create nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, sulfur. All those things are great for your grass. And yeah, it's called mineralization. So save time. Get yourself a riding lawnmower. You don't even have to walk. So there you go. Anyway, once they're wet, they mat together. The sunlight can't get in. And it's like a permanent layer of shade if you leave the leaves on. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to wait too long. You want to just, you know, get in there. Knock them out. All right. On Lindsey Graham. Hey, Troy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Tara. Tara, listen, I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I'm a news junkie all of my life, and I get more positive news out of your program than all the rest of them put together. And one day you put out more news. But we've got to do something with Lindsey Graham. There's somebody running against him. I'm representing 40 families.
Yeah, you know, not at this time, Troy, unfortunately. And I think it's because he's got this massive war chest. And
yeah.
I think people are looking at the primary and they're saying, listen, if we can't get Lindsey Graham counts on turning the Democrats out in that primary. He's very good at it. And that's and it's very hard for a Republican to beat the Democrats voting in our primary.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Anyway, thanks for doing the best. You're the best at what you do. I love your program. I listen to it every day. And I want to call you tree experts. I got four big trees I got to bring down now.
Well, TerraTreeAndShrubCare.com. They do a great job.
All right. Well, I've got one in my front yard, $2,000 the price on it, and it's a big maple, red maple. Mm-hmm. It's got to go.
Man, hate to see one of those go out, Troy. They're beautiful while they last, but danger when they get up there in age and get those big branches. Thank you so much for your phone call, sir. I want to wrap up this segment with one last epic rant from Rand Paul on Lindsey Graham and why he thinks Lindsey is running the clock out to help the deep state, holding no hearings since January in the Judiciary Committee, which he chairs.
I wonder if his disagreement with Trump on foreign policy questions has caused him to slow walk some of these investigations.
Well, there is an establishment, both in foreign policy and also in the intelligence community. And in the intelligence community, it truly is the deep state. The deep state has an enormous amount of power to look at individuals. And so when Senator Graham and I have fought these fights in the past, I've always fought for having warrants where a real judge in public has to present probable cause. Lindsey has always fought for allowing these to be done secretly, these FISA warrants, allowing Americans to let Americans be caught up in these. And so this is something that there may be a concern that if we look at the intelligence state, the deep state, that as we find out things that some of their power may diminish. And so there might be a philosophical difference that he wants them to maintain their power. He wants to maintain the intelligence community's enormous grip
on things. It may be. And I bet you the voters of South Carolina disagree with him on that. And you know,
I think voters want to know what happened, what they did to the president. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.